Hello, my name's Mark. I'm 29 and I've lived in Lincoln all of my life, but I have obviously been other places as well, when I was at uni and when I worked for a company. I'm a bubbly, happy-go-lucky person that hopefully gets along with everybody. I like to be involved in the LGBT community in Lincoln. This has come through from running nights at pubs and clubs, being involved with the radio show, helping out with all the Lincoln Prides and their various formats, with the various different people organising them, and generally being a nice person to everybody. I feel that living in Lincoln all of my life, I have obviously been other places, been bigger cities, and to me Lincoln isn't the best place to live as an LGBT person because of the narrow-mindedness of the other people that live in Lincoln. It's a very rural community, and therefore there isn't this feeling like there would be in a larger city, say Manchester or Birmingham. People's reactions can be quite different when they see gay people, you know, lesbians, bisexuals in Lincoln. They kind of don't know how to handle them because it's quite, you know, closed, and people just haven't seen, you know, things beyond the other side. It's like they don't want to see what's happening outside of Lincoln and Lincolnshire. I've not had any bad experiences myself in Lincoln, but I know people that have. But no, I mean, not actually any homophobic or any, you know, abuse towards myself. Positive, I mean, we've had some positives. I mean, obviously, personally, I thought that Pride was a very good thing for Lincoln because it was beginning to open the door to people who didn't know much about the LGBT community. I mean, there are obviously events that happen in the city to make people aware, and they can become a positive thing and are helping understanding. But again, it's not like, you know, 30 miles down the road with Nottingham where there is, you know, the community there and they do stay together as a community. I find that Lincoln can be quite, I mean, even within the community itself, there are issues with, you know, certain groups of the community that, you know, want to cause trouble within the community. And this has been shown quite a few times in the past. I probably came out when I was at school, but only to my friends. Probably my best friend first. And then I went off to university. And I kind of hid it when I was at university because that was, you know, the way things were. There wasn't really a big LGBT, community at my university I went to, so I kind of hid that at uni and just, you know, went on being me really. It was very difficult at university because, like I said, you're away from home and you want to make friends, but you don't want to upset them at the same time. So yeah, at uni I wasn't really. I didn't even go to the gay bar when I went to university at all. I just avoided it like the plague. But obviously there were times at uni and I did meet, you know, people, but it wasn't made a big fuss or song or dance about, really. And I kind of regret that now. I kind of regret not, you know, not being there and, you know, getting involved. My mum's, she accepts it, but she's, you know, it's not really talked about. My mum and dad are like, well, it's your life, just get on with it. That's about it, really. My mum and dad don't really talk about it. I'd like to move away, but work keeps me here, unfortunately. I have a job that I enjoy. And, yeah, I mean, I am, you know, nearly 30 and still live at home, unfortunately, which is awkward at times. But it's also nice at times as well. I mean, especially with the housing market the way it is. That's quite hard to get on the property ladder. But I see myself probably, if, you know, however long I'm here in this job that I love at the moment, staying in Lincoln. I think that Lincoln, as a city, is expanding. Obviously the university has arrived in Lincoln, which has brought more LGBT community members to Lincoln with the students, but I don't think the LGBT community of Lincoln engage very well with their students. We've just got to look. I mean, Lincoln is quite a large city and getting larger, yet it only has one what you'd call bar for people of that orientation, but you tend to find that most people in Lincoln just go out in the normal pubs and clubs, and then we'll probably end up in a gay bar. But is that the place to meet people? I don't think it is in this day and age. I think that